This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held meeting with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandaram Gulam in Port Louis today. The two leaders held discussions aimed at enhancing bilateral cooperation across multiple sectors. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi became the first Indian to receive the highest civilian award of Mauritius, Grand Commander of the Order of the Star and Key of the Indian Ocean. Mauritius Prime Minister made the announcement during an Indian diaspora event in Port Louis this evening. The honour also adds to Mr. Modi's growing list of international accolades, making it the 21st such recognition. Addressing the Indian community, Prime Minister Modi thanked the people and the government of Mauritius for giving him the country's highest civilian honour. He said, "This is not just an honour for him, but an honour for the historic bond between India and Mauritius." Mr. Modi said, "The deep-rooted cultural connection between the two countries is evident in the warmth of the diaspora."
यहाँ हमारे पूर्वज बिहार हो यूपी हो भारत के दूसरे हिस्सों से लाए गए थे भाषा बोली खान पान के हिसाब से देखें तो मॉरीशस में मिनी हिंदुस्तान बसता है यह लघु भारत है भारत की अनेक पीढ़ियों ने मॉरीशस को फिल्मी पर्दे पर भी देखा है
इन अ स्पेशल जेस्टर Prime Minister Modi also announced the issuance of Overseas Citizen of India OCI cards to his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Ram Gulam and his spouse Veena Ram Gulam. The community event was attended by more than 3,500 people, including members of the Mauritius cabinet, government officials and National Assembly members. India is the best positioned country in Asia for economic growth despite ongoing global trade tensions. According to a report by Morgan Stanley, India's strong services exports, low reliance on goods exports and supportive government policies as key factors that will help it outperform other economies in the region. While trade tensions are expected to impact Asia's overall growth outlook, India remains less vulnerable due to its low goods exports as a share of GDP. This reduces its exposure to global trade disruptions. At the same time, India's services exports continue to perform well and are expected to grow further, providing stability amid global uncertainties. Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan has said this year's union budget has provided for the implementation of the Bharatiya Bhasha Pustak Yojana, which will see textbooks digitized for all 22 scheduled languages as well as English. Replying to a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Education in the Rajya Sabha today, the minister stressed that Indianness is an important component of the policy of Narendra Modi government. Mr. Pradhan also informed that internet broadband will be installed in all secondary schools and this work has been given to BharatNet. Mr. Pradhan added that 500 crore rupees has been allocated this time for AI in education. Mr. Pradhan said, "In the national education policy, no language has been imposed." He said NEP is meant for mother tongue-based education. The minister said that multilingualism is the need of the moment. The minister said that over 1,28,000 crore rupees have been allocated to education in the union budget this year, which is 6.22% more than the previous year. In Pakistan, at least 6 military personnel were killed and over 450 passengers of Peshawar Quetta Jaffar Express have been taken hostage after the train came under attack from militants in Balochistan's Mach area today. Media reports quoted a spokesperson for the Balochistan government, Shahid Rin, saying that the train, which was travelling from Quetta in Balochistan province to Peshawar in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, came under heavy fire during the assault leading to its derailment. The Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, a militant separatist group operating in the region, claimed responsibility for the attack. India's first ever World Para-Athletics Grand Prix began at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi today. The three-day event will feature over 90 competitions, bringing together top para-athletes from across the globe. And that is the end of this news bulletin.